Back now with Day to Day and with a Virginia Tech student we talked with yesterday as the situation was just unfolding. Aydin Akyurtlu is a junior and news director of the student-run radio station WUVT. Aydin, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us more. We now know who the shooter is, Sung-Wi Cho, 23 years old. He was a senior at Tech. Can you tell us more about him?
Really, we don't know much more about him, particularly concerning his motivations for possibly going on this killing spree, and also his relationship to the victims in West Ambler Johnson. That's been called into question pretty frequently since his identity came out. We're still really not sure about that. I believe anything that we're hearing, we're treating right now as hearsay and conjecture until we get it a little more solidly from a few more sources, or preferably from the university itself.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about the victims. Some of their identities have been released. Did you know anybody who was caught up in the shooting?
Yes. Thankfully, let me start off first. One of our staff members at the station actually had a class in Norris Hall where most of the deaths occurred. He came out with two gunshot wounds in his leg. He was rushed immediately to Montgomery Regional Hospital, which is the closest hospital to Virginia Tech. He was in pretty bad condition, so they had to bypass the emergency room and put him directly into surgery. By the time the people at our station finally managed to find out where he was, he had come out of surgery. He was in the ICU and was already in pretty good spirits. He's a very, very pleasant young man, just one of the friendliest people you'll ever meet. When people were talking to him, he was in really good spirits, more concerned about other people than about himself. And so we're all just really thankful that he's all right now.
He's a very, very lucky man.
Yes, he is.
Tell us more about how people are reacting there, your friends and your colleagues there at the radio station. How are people today, the day after?
The most general thing you can say is everyone's in shock. It's very hard not to be. This is just an incredible event. You can't really anticipate it. You can't know how to deal with it. And so people are all dealing with it in different ways. Some people have just been in kind of mourning, a tremendous amount of grief. A lot of people have been choosing to kind of remember their friends, particularly the ones who are deceased, just try to remember them, remember the good times, just as a way of coping with it. People are really getting together as a community to deal with this. There are numerous candlelight vigils going on in the evening on into the nighttime hours tonight. As most people know, there's going to be a very big convocation going on at our basketball stadium, Castle Coliseum. Governor Kane of Virginia and President Bush are going to be attending, according to reports. So it's going to be, I think, a very good opportunity for people to come together and really try to cope as a community. I believe a lot of people are planning on attending, so it should be a very big event.
Aydin, thank you.
Okay.
That's Aydin Akyurtlu. He's a junior news director at the student-run radio station WUVT.